Hello, Bella.
Sam said in his usual gloomy way. Hi, Sam, Bella replied.
I heard that you are entering the ball. Is that true?
Sam asked. Yes, I am.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Well, I was thinking that you move a little too quickly to really call what you do fluttering. A fluttering contest should be graceful, don't you think? That's what I think. Well, I should go. I'll see you later, Bella.
With that, the sour snail slithered away. Bella found a pebble near the stream and sat down. She was frustrated and feeling a little gloomy herself, until from up above, Darla the damselfly swooped down and landed before her. Darla had been watching Bella practice and heard what Sam had said.
Bella, don't listen to that silly snail. You are very graceful, the beautiful damselfly commented. Bella grinned. I don't know, though. Your wings are a tad dull, don't you think? I mean, look at my magnificent wings. They are shimmering and so full of sparkles. Bugs from faraway forests come just to have a view of my glittering wings. Well, you must decide for yourself what to do. Goodbye.
Then, just as suddenly as she appeared, Darla disappeared into the forest sky. Bella sat and looked at her wings. Her colors were certainly not as bright as Darla's. She had never realized her wings were so dull before. That night, the four young bug friends gathered at Lady Bug Teller's cottage to hear another adventure.
Let's see now. Where was I?
The ladybug inquired.
You were telling us about how you won the jungle games,
Frances exclaimed.
Was I now? As I recall, I was telling you about how my friends and I celebrated after the games. I was very happy at that moment because I had faced many challenges just to play that day,
the ladybug explained.
What kind of challenges?
Mick asked.
Well, as I mentioned, the jungle that I visited had never seen a ladybug before. Some of the other bugs felt I wouldn't even be able to play the games. My legs seemed too short for the twig hurdles. My body was so round that it was hard for me to swing from the vines. There were several bugs that just didn't think I would make a good player.
So what did you do? Bella asked curiously.
Well, I entered the games, of course. I knew that the other bugs wouldn't believe in me, unless I believed in myself first.
Bella knew what she could do. Even more, she knew what she must do. With cheers of glee, they all raced to the Flutterfly Ball. After several butterflies took their turns, fluttering for a joyful audience, it was Bella's turn to perform. She took her place in front of the large crowd of bugs from all different colonies. A quiet hush filled the forest air. Bella slowly raised her wings. She jolted up and then floated down. She spread her wings out widely and danced with the cool breezes. The sun's rays made Bella's wings glitter and glow with their flowing light. She was magnificent. She swooped back up and dove back down, landing majestically upon the forest floor. Bella raised her eyes toward the crowd. In one large and thunderous applause, the crowd went wild. At the head of the crowd were three of the happiest little bugs that ever were.